Vayter and Chaser and Daf Tess, picking it up by the top of the page by the new Mishnah. Today we're going to see two Mishnahs, Bezer Hashem. Starting in Daf Tess, we're going to go with the Mishnah known as a Sukkah Yeshana, Machukas Besham Vesil, but an old Sukkah, quote unquote, which really is referencing the Schach itself. So we're going to see Beshamai is more Machmir, Besil is more Mekel. We're going to go into the Gemara to understand where each one of them gets that from and have a bit of discussion back and forth. That's going to take us to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is going to talk about a few different cases about a sukkah that's on top of another sukkah, or let's say it's blocked off, or etc. And we're going to talk about the ramifications of that. Let's jump in. Zuk the Heilige Mishnah. Sukkah Yeshana, let's say you have an old sukkah. And again, like we said, what does that mean? It means a schach in particular, not the actual structure itself, but the schach. And Rashi says it means it was made 30 days or more before Sukkot, and not explicitly said that it was going to be done for Sukkot. So the Sukkah Yeshana, Beis Shammai Puslin or Beis Hillel Machshirin? Beis Shammai say it's Pusl, because they paskin, it's got to be Lishma. You need Sukkah Lishma for the sake of the Sukkah itself. Rashi says before 30 days, you don't have that. As opposed to within 30 days, since we're in the zone and learning about Sukkot, and we're asking questions about it, therefore it's good because Minastam, you have Lishma in such a case. That is Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Machshirin, they are Machshir, they said it's good. You don't need to have Lishma, so it's good even before 30 days is going to be good. Ve'ezohi Sukkah Yeshana, what is called a Sukkah Yeshana? Kol Shasu, Kodim Lechag, Shal Shem, anything done before 30 days. Avalim Asu L'Shem Chag, but if you did L'Shem Chag, Afilu Mitchilas Hashanah Kshere, even for the beginning of the year, it's going to be Kosher. That is only going in the world of Beis Shammai, because for Beis Hillel, we know that already. Okay, now, Zuk the Gemara, we want to know what is Pshat in Beis Shammai. Why is it that you need to have Lishma? He's going to have two different answers. The first one is going to be rejected, and the second one will stand. Here we go. My time of the Beis Shammai, Omer Kor, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem. Pasuk says, you got to have Chag HaSukkos LaHashem, which means that it must be a Sukkah that is done L'Shem Chag. Sukkah HaSuya L'Shem Chag Ba'inan, says the Gemara. And Rashi explains this means L'Shem Mitzvahs HaMelech. It's got to be Chag HaSukkos that's done L'Shem Chag, meaning Davka for Hashem, and that's why it's got to be done Lishma. Ubeis Hillel, what do they do with that pasuk? What do they do with that? He says, nah, we need it for something else. Ahumi Bailey, the Chidrav Sheshes, the Amr of Sheshes, Meshur Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'atse sukkah shasur and kol shiva. How do we know that the wood of a sukkah is usher all 7 days of sukkahs? Talmud Lomar, from the pasuk it says, Chaga sukkos shivas yamim la'ashem. It teaches that the wood is set aside l'shem mitzvah samelech, and therefore usher for us to use it for any other purpose other than a sukkah. So it's not coming to tell you it's got to be done l'shma. It's just saying that the stuff is usher and set aside for the sukkah itself. And we're going to back that up right now. Just back up with a braisa, and it says v'tanya Rabbi Huda and Beser Omer k'shem chal shem shamayim ala chagiga. He says that just like chal shem shamayim on a chagiga. Chagiga is a carbon that's brought during the shalosh regalim, the carbon chagiga. And what is chal shem shamayim on it means that you can't partake of it until you bring the imurim on the mizbeach k'shem chal shem shamayim ala chagiga, and therefore you can't touch it. Kachal shem shamayim al sukkah. Similarly, so too chal shem shamayim on the sukkah. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem. Pasuk is saying, just like the Chag, which is the Chagiga to Hashem, so to the Sukkah. So we learn that the wood of a Sukkah is usher for all 7 days, but not that we need Lishma, unlike Beis Shammai. Ma Chag LaHashem, Af Sukkah LaHashem. Okay, Beis Shammai. Oh, and what about Beis Shammai? What do they do with that? Answer is, this is where our rejection is. Beis Shammai also agree with this. So we have to come with a new pasuk. Bishami nami b'yilelachi. They also learn out that concept about the 7 days. It's going to be usher to go ahead and use this wood for that, set it aside. So rather, inachinami, that's a good point. That's where he gets it from. Ella ma'itamei de bishami. What is the reason for bishami? A different pasuk. Ksiv kra chrina. There's another pasuk that says, Chag HaSukkos ta'ase lecha shivas yamim. You should make for yourself the Chag HaSukkos for 7 days. Which means what? Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag b'inan. You have to have something that's done l'shem chag. Right? Rashi points out that we read it as sukkos ta'ase l'chag. When it says chag ha'sukkos ta'ase l'chag, it's sukkos ta'ase l'chag. It's got to be done l'shma. Okay, Beis Hillel, what do they do with that? It says, no, ahu mibay le la'usin sukkah b'chol shalmoid. They need that for something else. He learns that chag, comma, Hasukos Tasa, which means, meaning on, even on the Chag itself, on Chol HaMoed, you can make a sukkah. If you didn't make a sukkah before Chag, you can make it on Chol HaMoed as well. All right, what about Beishame? What do they do with that? Beishame Sfir Lehulu Kerebi Lezer, they hold the Kerebi Lezer, Damar Enos and Sukkah B'Chol HaShemoed. He says, nope, Yitaka not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Pashut, Pshuta Kamashmo, everything is now good and dandy and done. Now, Rashi explains that the basis for this next question is what we is that we perhaps assume that Beis Hillel would say that you don't need Lishma in other places as well. And therefore we ask, see, Beis Hillel less Luder of Yehuda Merav. Literally that means, does Beis Hillel not agree with Rav Yehuda Merav? What that really means though is, could it be that Rav Yehuda Merav said something that doesn't work within Beis Hillel? Because Beis Hillel is saying that you don't have to have Lashma. Then you think otherwise also. We're going to see if Rav Yehuda Merav says that you do need Lashma in something, which you would think, oh, if you need it in Tzitzis, which we're going to talk about, you'll think maybe you need Lashma also by Sukkah, which goes against Beis Hillel. So that's what we're delving into now. It says Gemara, Dam Rav Yehuda Merav, Asa mina tkotzin u mina nimin u mina grudin psula. This is a bunch of different cases. He's saying that if you make tzitzis and it's not done l'shma, then it's not going to be good. And we're going to see what that means now. Kotzin, nimin, and grudin are all different types of things that as you're making the beged, stuff gets like left over a little bit. Like either the first case, Rashi explains that kotzin means that the while you're making it on the actual, as you're weaving it on that, the warp and the woof and that whole, you know, that whole contraption, that one of the strings breaks and you end up tying it, another string to it. And when you finish, it ends up in a corner. So it's like a string for tzitzis. Or mina nimim, mina grudim is also things that if you're going ahead and as you're making it, you're not doing it for tzitzis itself. You're doing it to fix the hem, or you're doing it for something else as well, or from the stuff that gets left over, which is the, like we says, the grudin. If all the symptoms of the corner, psula, it's no good. Mina sisin ksher, but it's made from sisin. Rashi explains what are sisin. Sisin are pakoyos kaduyos shelchut. It's like a ball of yarn, you know, like if there's the yarn balls that the cats like to play with, right? Then it's going to be kosher. Oh, so this is, seems to be painting a picture over here. And kika misa kameda shmuel amrli. So why is he says that it's kosher over there? He's saying that it's kosher over there because if the other stuff, it's talking about you're making a beg and it happens to be sitzes end up on it. So that's clearly not lishma. But when it comes to the idea with the ball of yarn, that is lishma, even though maybe it wasn't spun lishma. In other words, the ball of yarn itself, with no one had in mind as they were making the ball of yarn, that that's going to be used for tzitzis. But that's not necessary. What's necessary is that you're actually putting it on the tzitzis itself. That's when you're going to need lishma. So says Gemara, Kikam Risa Kamei de Shmuel Amrli, when Rav Yehuda said this in front of Shmuel, he said back to him, Af min asisa nami psul, even that's possible. Why? To be in a tviel lishma, because you even need tviel lishma. Okay, now what comes out after all this is said and done is that if you make tzitzis and it's not lishma, then it's no good, right? It's got to be a lishma. Seemingly, hachanami nibai sukkah sui lishma. So seemingly you're going to say that sukkah would also be done in lishma, which is going to be against Beis Hillel. What's going on here? How could you go against Beis Hillel? Says Gemara, no. Shiny hasam, it's different. That case is different. Don't try to compare cases. You don't have to have lishma by sukkah. Sukkah could be not lishma. That's fine. Everything's good and dandy. But shiny hasam, in that case, why did you have to have a lishma? It's different over there. To amar krag gedilim tasalach. Because over there, the exception is they must be done lishma. Because the pasuk says that you shall make gedilim for you. You have to make tzitzis. You have to twist these strings, otherwise known as tzitzis, onto your garment. So it says tasalcha, or tasalach, as I read it actually, but that's something which is specific. Lach l'shem chovcha. It's got to be done with the proper intent in mind. But sukkah doesn't have to be done l'shma. Says Gemara, now hold on a second. But by sukkah also says the word lach, which means you would think it means l'shma also. Hachanami chaga sukkos tase l'cha. It says you have to make chaga sukkos for you. L'cha l'shem chovcha. Doesn't that mean that it has to be done l'shma? It says no. Humi baye leila mu'ute gizul. That's talking about a different point. That's coming to tell you, to teach you, that if you build it with stolen goods, then you're not Yotze. That's what it means. Lecha means it's to be yours, that it belongs to you, not to somebody else, not that it's to be done, lishma. It says, okay, so why don't we use the same lashon and say that's by tzitzis also. Therefore, it doesn't have to be lishma, but you can't steal it. It says, no, it says, hasam nami, ba'ilei lemute gezula. Maybe it's coming to a school gezula. It says, no, that you could, wouldn't think that. That's actually the pasuk we used, is used to teach you lishma. Why don't you say it's for gezula? Because we have another pasuk for that. The pasuk says, "Asam ksiv karachmina va'asu lahem," and they should make for themselves, which means that it's got to be something which is yours. "Asu lahem" means mishalahem. This is the famous pasuk we know. "Va'asu lahem tzitzis akan fevihem." There is something that's new. "Atzitzakenap b'seyad echeles," right? Meaning that it's got to be yours, and you're not allowed to steal it. Okay, so at the end of the day, we find that Beis Shammai's Hillel, machlokas about Lashma, Beis Shammai says that it's got to be done, Lashma, Beis Hillel says it doesn't have to be done, Lashma, but even Beis Hillel agrees that has to be done for sale, for shade. It's got to be done for shade, but not Lashma for the shame of the mitzvah of Sukkah itself. And that's where they have the difference between them. And that's the end of that. Beep, turn the page. Tesam Abeis, next Mishnah. Now we're going to have a number of different cases, unusual cases of Sukkah, and see if they fall out being kosher or not. Number one, Hosa Sukkasa Tachas Ilan. If someone makes a Sukkah underneath a tree, you do it underneath a tree. The din is Kilo Aso B'Sukkah Bayis. It's like you did inside of a house. And Rashi points out, and guess what? It's no good. Right, as he says that, Vupsula, could the tiny Baisa be more like we're going to explain the Baisa. You do it under a tree, it's like you did in a house, and it's no good. Sukkah al Gabi Sukkah, whatever you have one Sukkah on top of another Sukkah, Hal Yona Kashira, the top one's going to be good. Vatachtara Psula, the bottom one is no good. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, im ein di yurin bel yona. If no one's living in the top one, then atachton kshera, the bottom one is going to be kosher. The Gemara is going to get into that on tomorrow's daf. Okay, let's jump into the Gemara itself now. Amar Rava, lo shanu elo be'ilon shetzilasa merubah b'chamasa. The only time we're going to say that if you're under a tree, that it's going to be no good, it's like you're in a house, that's only if the tzel, if there's more shade than there is sun. Avachamasa merubah b'chamasa k'shera, but if it's one of those like pines, I think it's a pine tree, I don't know, one of the trees that goes straight up, you know, it's like there's no, it doesn't come off the side at all, therefore there's more sun than shade, then it's going to be kosher, even if it's under a tree. Mimai, where do we know this from? Midikatani ki'ilu asel b'sagavayis. So the fact that the Mishnah says, it's like it's in a house. Lamali lamisne ki'ilu asel b'sagavayis. Why do you have to say it's like it's in a house? Listen, psul, just say it's puzzle. Ella, Kamashimon is coming to tell you, the Ilan Dumya de Bayis. It's talking about a tree that's similar to a house. Ma Bayis still some Ruben Chamasa, just again a house. You can have more shade than you will have sun. Af Ilan still some Ruben Chamasa. It's got to be by a tree that there's more sail than there is shade. More shade than there is sun. And if there's more shade than sun, then it's a problem. But if not, then not. I don't understand. I understand. You're telling me that if I have a tree, but it gives more sail, but there's more sunlight going in than there is shade. In other words, the tree is not giving shade. It's giving a tiny bit of shade, a little bit of shade, or at least less than half. That's going to be okay. Why should it be okay? Why should the sukkah be good? Even in such a case, it shouldn't be good. You know why? How come it starves schach puzzle b'hadei schach kosher? You're going ahead and you're putting together. We're going to see Gemara in a few days, which is going to get into this more intently. But there's something called schach puzzle. Schach that can't be used. For example, something attached to the ground. So schach puzzle, and you go ahead and it gets connected with schach kosher, then we have a bit of a problem over there, even if it's giving less. Not that much shade, but it's giving a little bit. So in this case, you have schach that's basically attached to the ground, and therefore it's schach puzzle, and it's going to mess you up. Amar Rav Papa, don't worry. We're talking about a case, b'shechavotam. We're talking about a case when you lower down the branches of that tree in a way that it's actually touching and mixed up with the kosher d'kaschach. And then once you do that, then it becomes batel berov. As long as they're touching each other, it becomes batel berov, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, huh? What's the chiddush, right? Ibishchavotam mailamemra. If you're telling me that that case is discussing, oh yeah, it's when we lowered it and it gets all mixed up and then it's batel, then what's the chiddush over here? Well, we already know this. Because when they're intermingled now, you no longer have like it's a sukkah under a sukkah, because they're all mixed up together. And we know there's a din of bittul barov. It's bittul barov. So of course it's going to be okay. So what exactly are you adding over here? It says Gemara Ma'od, the tema nigzar, we're worried that maybe that there's a gezerah atu delo chavatan. Therefore, kamash malon, that it's bittul. Nigzar heichad de chavatan atu heichad delo chavatan. We say, even when you intermingle them, you lowered it down, it shouldn't be good in case you're going to end up with where it's going to be above it and you're going to think that that's okay. Kamash malan de logazrin, and we go say that we're not goes to such a thing. Says Gemara, Hanami Tanina. We also have a Mishnah that teaches this already. So what's the chiddush? What's the Mishnah say? We're gonna see this in a few days, Daf Yud Aleph. Hidla alas a gefen vesadlas vesakisam. If you went ahead and you Hidla is a lashon of lifted up, and you already lifted. We're going to see that's going to come in handy in a minute. But you lift it up, and you put on top of the sukkah a grapevine or delas, which is a gourd, or kisom, which is known as ivy, and this is stuff which is still mechuber lekarik, it's connected to the ground, you lift it on b'tav, v'sicha ha'gab, you put z'chach on top of that, then psula, it's going to be pasul, v'yema yasicha harbe mehen, but if there's more z'chach on it than it itself, in other words, it's mevatel it, oshikatsan, or you cut it that it's no longer attached to the ground, then share, it's going to be good, but what do you see nonetheless? We see that this is the concept that it's going to go ahead, and it's going to be batel. And therefore, and we see clearly that we don't have such a gezera over here, and we're not worried. So what are you coming to teach me? Says Gemara, hechi dami. What's the case? What are you talking about? Elim abishalach avatan. We're talking about a case where we didn't lower it all together. How come it's starf schach pasul and schach kasha? It's starfus of pasul and kasha. And we said it's no good. Elalav kishach avatan. It must be that case is talking about when you hadn't lowered it. Ushma milo de gazin. And we see we don't make a gzera. So what's the chiddush? Says Gemara. Here's the answer. Ma'u de tema hani mili b'di'eved. You would have thought that that's only b'di'eved. According to that Mishnah, you would think it's only okay b'di'eved. Rashi says the lashon is hidle, meaning if you already lifted and put it up. But l'chadchila not. You're not allowed to do that. Aval l'chadchila lo, kamash malan. Therefore, it comes to teach you it's okay even l'chadchila to lift the vines attached to the ground and put them on top, and as long as they're going to be batel. Okay, now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. Said, sukkah al-gabe sukkah. If you want sukkah on top of another sukkah, then the top one's going to be good, the bottom one's going to be no good. Tanu Rabbanan. How do we know this? Basukos teishvu, velo basukkah tachas sukkah. Because the pasuk says that you have to sit in sukkahs, in a sukkah, and it doesn't mean a sukkah within a sukkah, right? You can't be on the bottom one. V'lo b'sukkah shetachas ilan, and can't be a sukkah under a tree. V'lo b'sukkah shebesukkah bayis, and not a sukkah that's inside of a house. Says Gemara, maybe you think the opposite. Adaraba. The pasuk says basukos teishu. It sounds like it's plural. Basukos tarti mashma, which means you can sit a sukkah inside of a sukkah. So you have a lower level and a higher level. Level one, level two, right? So you're allowed to be in level one, even though there's a level two is there. Says Gemara, no. Amar Rav Nachma Yitzchak basukos ksiv. It writes basukos chaser. It's lacking a vav, and therefore, even though it sounds like it's plural, it's actually singular. So you're allowed to sit in one sukkah, not in two sukkahs. The Gemara is now going to bring four cases by Rabbi Yirmiyah. And then we're going to break down all the cases of a sukkah on top of another sukkah. And then we're going to break down all of them. Then the Gemara is going to ask, what was the chiddush, obviously. And we're going to say, the reason why we brought all four, it was only for case number three, because we were worried maybe you wouldn't have said something. And therefore, we come and we say, that's why we said it. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, pa'amim shishteim kasheros. There are times when both of them are kasher, the top one and the bottom one. Pa'amim shishteim psul, so there'll be time when both of them are pasul. There'll be times when the bottom one is kosher and the top one is pasul. That's the one that we need. And there's going to be sometimes the bottom one is pasul and the top one is kosher. Now let's break it down. There are times when both of them are going to be kosher. What's the case of both of them are going to be kosher? That is, kegon shetachtona chamasa meruba mitzusa. Try to picture, you have a sukkah, and you build another sukkah on top of it, directly on top of it. So now we say there are times when both of them can be kosher. How so? When the bottom one has more sun than shade. And since the bottom one, schach, has more sun than shade, it's like it's nullified, it's not there. Vel yona tzilasa meruba mechamasa. And the top one has more shade than sun. And therefore, v'kaima al yona b'soch esrim. And the top one is within 20 of the bottom one. Therefore, it's considered now it's one nice big sukkah, and therefore both of them are going to be fine. You can be in the bottom one, you can be in the top one, because the bottom one's like it doesn't have schach, because it's not kosher to kasach, and the top one's within 20, therefore it's considered connected to it, and everything's good and dandy. That's case number one. Case number two. And we said, palmim shishteim psulos, sometimes both of them are going to be no good. How's that? We're talking about a case when the both of them have that the tzel is more than the chama, the shade is more than the sun. Okay, so if that's the case, that means that the top one is going to knock off the bottom one, because you're not allowed to be in a sukkah inside of a sukkah. V'kaimel yona l'malam yasimama, and the top one is above 20 amos from its own floor, meaning from the roof of the bottom one. It's above 20 amos. And once it's above 20 amos, it's no longer a good sukkah because it's above 20 amos. The bottom one's no good because it's a sukkah inside of a sukkah. So both of them are no good. Then we have case number three, which is the Iker Nekuda for us, as I am foreshadowing. Sometimes the bottom level is going to be kosher and the top one is going to be no good. How is that? Beep, turn the page, daf yud. How is that? Yudam alav. Hechi dami. It's like the bottom one has more shade than sun, which is what you want in a normal sukkah, but it's the bottom one there. And the top one has more sun than it has shade. And both of them are within 20 amos. Why does that matter? Rashi says, in order that the schach of the top one won't be considered schach puzzle because it's above 20 amos, and it's not, and it's above 20 amos, and it's too much sun than shade, so that stuff should be puzzle, which now will be mitstarif with the lower one, and it will puzzle it. And since it's less shade than sun on the upper one, the bottom one isn't considered under another sukkah. That's why this ultimately is going to be okay, that the bottom one's going to be kosher, because it's within 20 amos, so it can add to it in a kosher dik way, is good schach. And but it's not enough in order to be schach for the top one, therefore only the bottom one is going to be good, and the top one is going to be no good. And then we have the last case, is case number 4, Upa Amim, sometimes she'aliona kesher v'tachtona psula. Sometimes you're going to have that the top one is kosher and the bottom one is pasul, right? So she'aliona kesher v'tachtona psula. How is that? How does that work out? Hechidami. Okay, going to Tarvayu, both cases. Remember, picture this. The top one's good. The top one, you go to the second floor, you're good, but the bottom one is no good. Okay, going to Tarvayu, Tzilasim, Rubi, Chamasim. Both of them have enough shade, more shade than sun. So once that happens, the bottom one becomes no good because it's now a sukkah under another sukkah, and that's no good. V'kaima Elyona B'Sochet Srim. And the top one is within 20 amos of its own floor. And therefore, right, so very good. It's within 20 amos. Therefore, it's a regular sukkah and everything is all good and dandy. Period. Now, that was very nice. Beautiful rendition that Rav Yuri just brought down. Now, the question is, Pshita, all this is obvious. Just do the math. You work it out. Why'd you go to Avoy? What are you coming to teach me? Says the Gemara, we're coming to teach case number 3. Tachtonik sherev elyona psula istruchele. We need the case of where the bottom one is kosher and the top one is going to be puzzle. That's what we needed to teach. Why? Because ma'o detema nigzar, maybe you would think to make a gzera. Dilma mitstarev schach pasul bahadis schach kosher. Kamash melon, we don't make such a gzera. What does that mean? That means you may have thought to make a gzera in the case that the schach of the top one would be above 20 amos, and if that's above 20 amos, then now it becomes schach pasul, it's going to mess up the bottom one. So maybe think, don't allow it even with it in because of a gzera. Kamash melon, not like that, that we don't make such a gzera, and in such a case, the bottom will be kosher, and the top one's going to be pasul. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.